Hi, Christian.
Hello, this is Christian. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. And happy Monday. We're back at it, right?
Yes. That's right.
As if it ever really stops, right?
Totally.
Oh, man. It's just a joke we tell ourselves, I think. So it looks like Miss Tara, she sent you over to me to pull up pricing, program details to see if everything's going to be a good fit for you. As I'm kind of going over everything here, you're under a year in business. I see that. How's the home advisor listing been for you? Has that been profitable?
It has.
That's fantastic. That's what I like to hear. So you've made your money back with that program.
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. Okay. Then you're definitely going to love this because it's one flat month-to-month rate. There's no contract. We are performance-based. We earn your business month in, month out. And what happens with this is we actually lock the pricing in so it doesn't go up or change on you. So whether you get 25 calls or 85 new clients, the price never goes up or changes, okay?
Awesome.
Now, first and foremost, the major benefit to the position lies on the exclusivity. What that means is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close the category down. We won't work with anybody else who offers the same services that you provide to your clients. Now, as I look through here, I see that you're keeping it very local, about a, what, 15 to 20 mile radius?
Yeah, that's correct.
And which of the services that Sandbox Contracting LLC is offering are the most profitable?
I would say at the moment it has been the carpentry, the fence installs.
Fence, carpentry, finished work, like that?
Yeah, the privacy fence installs, residential fence installs, and the residential deck installs have been.
Awesome. Yeah, everybody's getting ready. Okay. Well, what I can tell you is when I put those keywords into the service radius in the last 30 days on Google for the analytics, it looks like there have been 1,214 searches done collectively for what you're offering. What you can expect to see in return on those phone calls directly from Google and Facebook is between 1 and 3% of those, so approximately between 12 and 24 phone calls in the first 30 to 45 days. Now, with something like this, what we like to do is we like to put you directly in front of the client so you don't pay per lead, per click, or per call, and you have direct contact. What you're looking at here is a flat monthly investment rate with the new business credit. It's going to waive the setup fee and drop the monthly down to a flat cost of $249. That's month to month. There's no contract. Okay. We like to make it where one job can cover the cost of this and everything after that will be profit. Now, specifically what the program's going to include for you, Christian, is the first page placement there within the local map on Google services, where the business is physically located. I'm assuming you're working from a home office since you're so new?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's perfectly fine. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and verify the company and anchor the listing there on the first page of services. We can hide the physical address where it only shows the city, state, and zip code in an effort to keep your personal information private. Now, I don't see a website listed out here for Sandbox yet. Is there one I'm missing?
No, I have the domain. I bought the domain.
You do?
I need to get it set up through. I think I use Wix. I need to get it set up.
Okay. Yeah, Wix is one of the ones that's not exactly Google compliant. We include website domain and everything with the package already. There's nothing additional for it. So we will go ahead and build it, host it, maintain it, showcase it. And the cool thing is that you have access to the entire dashboard, so meaning you're able to go in and make change, adjustment, or update yourself within the website editor if you choose to, okay?
And you guys do this through Google Sites?
We do it directly through WordPress. Depending on which domain it is that's best for your company, It may come from Google, it may come from GoDaddy. What happens is you have a client interview with the technician, and the technician's going to go over the options for the domain that are domains that are available that are based on geodemographics for where your business is located, where you're targeting. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but what we do is we go ahead and include domain purchase and programming with the package. So there's nothing additional on top of the $249 for that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, that's fair, right?
Yeah, totally.
Now, it also includes all the social media marketing and the Facebook ads, because social media marketing is a very inexpensive yet very lucrative way for the company to advertise. Do you have a personal Facebook page or a business one?
I have a personal, not a business one, no.
Perfect. So from the personal pages, the business pages are built as a derivative of. So it's not like, hey, here's Christian and his beautiful family and 15 dogs and 85 kids. I always give you guys a lot of dogs, okay? and then here's his business. Everything's kept completely separate. But because of the authenticity purposes, Facebook does require that you have a personal Facebook page, and we build the business page out. Now, a big mistake that a lot of new companies make is they go ahead and build a Facebook business page, and it kind of gets lost in the shuffle, and it doesn't have proper programming, and we have to go back in and fix it. So it's truly easier for us to start from scratch because we can build it up very professional. We use the Facebook business profile. We go ahead and optimize it, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. We anchor the website to it as well. So you know how, Christian, that you've been on Google looking for something, maybe a gift, or you're looking for a new tool, or perhaps there's like something that you need, and you go to Facebook later on, and that same thing starts coming up through your Facebook feed. That sounds familiar to you?
Yes.
That's called retargeting. That's automatically included with your package and all of the program details. So not only are they going to get exposure to you directly from Google, as well as Facebook with automatic retargeting, but people are using Facebook for local services. Specifically, in about a 20-mile radius, people go directly to Facebook ever since COVID when they're looking for local service providers to come in. They want to spend their money locally as opposed to the big box stores. So you're going to get a lot of bang for your buck. Like I said, there's over 1,200 searches done in the last 30 days directly on Google for the services that you're providing. Now, I know that it's going to vary from client to client, but please share with me approximately how many new clients from the first page of Google is it going to take to offset a cost like $249?
It depends on the size of the project, but a fence install project of 100 feet or greater would certainly offset that cost.
Right, just one client, right? Everything after that's
yeah.
profit.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you didn't have to pay for the lead or the click or the call, just the same as if you go out and you do an estimate, right, and the person decides not
right.
to go with you, there was no lead fee, click fee, call fee. If you land a $80,000
right.
job, there's no lead fee, click fee, call fee. It all comes to you at the flat rate.
Right.
I'm sure you see the value in that, right?
Totally. So let me tell you where my mind's at right now. So I'm pretty much booked all the way through October.
Perfect.
And then come November, I don't know if I will be able to take on any more fence install or deck install projects because of the weather.
Mm-hmm. Should you move the business into the interior at that point?
So my plan was to, with the company trucks, just start doing contract snow plowing through.
Mm-hmm.
I have some connections with some snow plow companies that could use another truck and a snow plow. I figured I'd just do that.
Mm-hmm.
My crew would be able to find other work throughout the winter. So my real question is I'm a little bit hesitant right now to begin paying for the service when I'm probably not going to be needing to pull a new contract until next spring. And so I guess the question I have for you is, what is the likelihood that this opportunity comes back against me next spring?
Pretty rare. Yeah, it's pretty rare that it's going to come back because the last person who filled this spot within our company was with us for 56 months, and then they chose to retire. So, yeah, they're on a first-come, first-served basis. But the cool thing about this is you have the ability to pause for a seasonal hold in the event that, you know, you get it, you choose to get it up and running and it's completely going, and then you need to hold it because maybe the business, a lot of businesses in the winter months go dormant, especially through the holidays. So we have the ability to hold or pause the account. You're not charged. You don't lose any of your placement or any of the packaging or anything that comes with the placement. Additionally, with that being said, the other thing that happens is we have the ability to change up the keywords. So if you were going to do snowplow for yourself with Sandbox Contracting, then we can actually target and get you those type of jobs coming directly to you.
Okay.
It's all inclusive.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. The keywords change. You can update them. We have lots of companies that are, that live in a four seasons type of situation like yourself where they see, you know, quite a bit of weather. Not everybody is in California or Florida where they always see sunshine, you know. So the program has to be adaptable. We've been doing this for 18 years on a month-to-month basis with no contract. With that being said, a package like this has to be able to accommodate the different opportunities that each business has throughout the year. That's why we have the hold, the seasonal pause for up to 6 months. We also have the ability to change out the keywords depending on what the needs of the business are and target specific things at particular times of the year.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, sounds good. So how much would the holding fee be if I choose to go dormant?
There's no holding fee. It just pauses. So
really?
So we go ahead, we get you set up, we move forward today at $249. What's going to happen is you're going to have a client interview. Your client interview is going to happen within the next 24 hours. We're going to begin working and programming immediately. We will go ahead and build the website and have that up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. 5 to 7 days, all the directories. So we build out business profiles for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, HopFrog, Kudzu. It goes ahead and it programs you in and builds out those profiles. We anchor the website to each destination. Facebook ads begin in the first 7 to 14 days. Now, the part that takes the longest for verification is the Google verification. That can take 14 to 21 days. Full disclosure on the timelines is a max of 30 to 45 days for full placement. So if you're booked until October, that's actually freaking perfect. Let me tell you why. Because you're not hurting for business. Okay? You're not like, hey, Amy, I got to have it. I got to feed my kids. You know? This is going to allow us to program you in, and you're going to be ready, set, go. Now, say come November, you're like, you know what? I need to put it on a pause. Then you pause the campaign. You are not charged for the months that it's on pause, up to 6 months, your choice. Additionally, when we cut it back on, you're already in place. So, see, because the terms and conditions stay a max of 30 to 45 days for full placement, like, you're not having to wait that 30 to 45 days after we unpause you to have the placement. You're already in place. So when the spring hits and you're ready to cut it back on, bam, you're already there and you have those direct calls coming to you. Now, the thing is, Christian, is it's not like you come off the first page. It's not like we remove you or stop your website or stop your listings. We literally hit pause just like you do on the music. When you hit pause, it picks up right back where you left off at.
Gotcha. I like the sound of that. So let me sound, and then actually just one quick question before
Take
I go
your
time
time.
On.
Ask
that
as
is,
many questions as you want.
And that would be, does payment begin once I'm fully after that 30 to 45 day range, or would it begin like today?
It would begin today. We need to go ahead and get everything going. We have to program you in. We purchase the Facebook ads. In fact, in the first 3 months, because this package normally runs $599, in the first 3 months, we actually take a cut on it. That's how confident we are and how well the program has been working for the past 18 years on a month-to-month basis for our new businesses. We're that confident. Like I said, the last guy who held this position in your area, he was with us for 56 months. Now, there's about 14 partners on the West Coast, and the other remaining, like, 35 for Google Premier partners are scattered all throughout the U.S. Now, what that means is that we have a specific status directly with Google. Google themselves is never going to call you directly to list your company on the first page of Google. They have companies like mine, Local Splash, that have been in business for as long as we have and also have been doing local SEO coupled with different type of search engine marketing, Google Ads, Google Guarantee, Facebook Ads, to represent the first page placements on Google. So as long as you're with one of those companies, you're usually in a pretty sweet spot. Majority of my competitors, if they're willing to disclose their timeline, takes anywhere from 3 to 6 months to get you listed on the first page of services, and they want a contract. Because they know how long it takes them to get listed. We offer everything here month to month with no contracts. We give you that in writing that it's a max of 30 to 45 days. Again, it doesn't always or even usually take that long, but I like to give full disclosure on the front end so there's no surprises.
Totally. So just real quick, then I could pay for the month of what's remaining in September, the month of October, put it on a pause for November. Mm-hmm. And then start payments again back up in, I don't know, let's say April.
March. Yeah, April, whenever.
March, whatever.
Yes, you have up to 6 months.
And then I'm still at that $250 a month.
Yes.
When I start back again next spring.
Correct. It's never, ever, ever going to go up or change. And this is on a recorded line, and we send everything over in writing. Never goes up, never changes,
okay.
Never increases. No, whoopsie, we forgot to tell you.
Right.
None of that. None of that. And there's no hidden cost to it. So this is the thing. As we go over a voice verification that's actually sent over to your bank in the event that there's ever any type of dispute, that voice verification is very clear. It states what we're offering, the rate that we're offering it at. And in fact, we even warn you that if anybody else were to call you and say, hey, I need an additional XYZ, or it costs $40 to get your website going, or a one-time cost of $300, all that is scam calls. Like, understand,
right.
Those aren't Google partners. Local Splash is
totally.
Never going to ask you for a single dollar more.
Totally. Totally. Well, I'll tell you just real quick. I actually used to do freelance software stuff exactly like this stuff, getting Google My Business's profiles up and
mm-hmm.
making splash pages. And,
nice.
And I used to charge way more money than you guys are charging me. So I was just going, where's the catch?
Well, there's not a catch because, like I said, companies that have been around longer than yours, they can afford the $5.99. You can't afford the $5.99 right now to get going. But let me put it to you like this. 9 out of 10 of our clients that stay with us, Christian, after those first, 3, 6 months, however long it is that you're with us, and then you're like, okay, Amy, I've expanded my business at a reasonable rate here. What is the next product you have for me, right? Because there's always room for upgrade. So then when you call me back, I'm like able to say, okay, Christian, this is what I have for you. I have Google Guarantee. I can offer you Google Guarantee with guaranteed leads, XYZ. We go over that upgrade. We can add in Google Ads. You're only going to continue to invest with my company once we've proven ourselves. So like I said, we've been doing this for so long. We're a pioneer in our industry, and the services that we offer, we don't have to put a catch on it because we are that confident.
Awesome. Well, I you got me sold.
Okay. You're going to love it. So for account purposes, I'm going to send out a couple of texts, the first of which is going to be my direct phone number and extension line. I'm the lead on your account and point of contact for you. So it's my job to make sure that you're getting what you want and what you need out of the package. So it's going to be coming over to you right now. I have a cell phone number, 303-588-9485. Is that correct?
588-9485, yes, ma'am.
Okay, I hope I said that. Sometimes my mouth says something different than my eyes see. But it is Monday morning, and I haven't even had a cup of coffee yet. Yeah, my son wasn't feeling so hot today, so my boss let me work from home today. I'm super, super blessed by that. So some days, you gotta take the good with the bad. So you should have received a text that says, hi, this is Amy. Let's get your business to the top of Google today. Do you see that?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. You can go ahead and lock that 877 number in. That is the number from which we will be calling you for client onboarding. That is the number for client support. Anytime you have a question, comment, concern, or change that needs to happen, then you're going to contact us at that 877 number. Now, the automated system is going to come on, and you'll press 1, and you can literally say Amy Nelson, and you'll be connected with my desk. If you need help with website, you can say website support. if you need help with, you know, whatever it is, you can speak directly into the automated system. But if you prefer to deal with me, which a lot of my clients do, then just call me directly. If I don't answer the phone, it just means I'm on the phone with a client like I am with you right now, and I'll call you back within the hour, okay?
Awesome. What's that number?
224. It's all there. The 877 number, my extension is 224.
Oh, so sorry. Okay, gotcha. Never mind. I understand now.
It's okay. How much coffee have you had this morning?
None.
We're in the same boat. What's your email address?
It'd be crglatz.
T-D?
T-Z.
Z as in zebra?
Z as in zeta.
Okay.
Zebra, yes, ma'am.
At Gmail?
At Gmail.
Got it. And your last name, Christian?
Is Glatz. G-L-A-T-Z.
Okay. I'm going to read this email back to you. I have C as in Christian, R as in Roger, G as in Glatz, L as in love, A as in apple, T as in Tom, D as in dog, Z as in zebra.
Okay, so the no D, just
okay.
The...
Okay, G-D. That's what I thought, because it was coming back invalid. Okay, perfect. And your first name is the common spelling, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm sending out a couple of emails to you now, the first of which is going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. The second one's going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing, and it's locked in here. Now, I do need to go ahead and schedule your client interview with the technician. We block off an entire hour for our clients. That way, we can go ahead and we can make sure that the client before you got enough time. So, for example, if the guy before you had a bunch of different questions, then we will call you between the 1 and 2 p.m. hour. We have available appointment time starting today as early as between 11 and 12, 12 and 1, 2 and 3, 3 and 4. Which time frame is best for you?
Do you have anything after 3 and 4?
I can see if I can get one for between 4 and 5. Let me ask if he'll let me squeeze one more in while I go ahead and get this going. What are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
Okay, yes. So typically, I guess 9, or we can do 8 to 4 is usually when I'm out at the job site, 8 to 4.
Okay. I have a business address. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was saying that it would be cool if I could do the interview technician with with my laptop. That's why I was kind of hoping to do the 4, but I could also do the 3 if there's no other way of doing it, but with the business address.
I have it as 1630 Glenmore Drive.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. I've asked that question a lot of times, so let me squeeze one in. Just give me a few minutes here. For your hours of operation, is that Monday through Friday?
Yes.
And you want the calls between 8 and 4?
Yes.
Okay. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Cash, check, Venmo, and Cash App. I'm trying to get the credit card set up.
Set up a PayPal. If you set up a PayPal for the business, it's like 1.8 or 1.9% of each transaction, and you can take all major credit card.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Okay.
I'll look into that.
Yep, and then we can include payment integration on the site. Do you have a logo for your company?
I do.
Okay, and I'm assuming you have photos. Do you have business license and insurance?
I have business insurance. I don't think I need a license for general contracting in the city of Lakewood, but I'm trying to get one for the city of Boulder.
Okay. But you have the LLC, right?
I have the LLC and the insurance here.
Perfect. And then you have business cards?
I don't.
Okay. Do you have invoices for the company yet?
Yes.
Okay. And then you, so the reason I'm asking these questions is because Google actually has different requirements for verification now, Christian. We have to send in all forms of proof. So the insurance for the company. If licensing isn't required in your area, that's fine. We will notate that to Google, but we'll also send in like a, we'll ask you to send in a picture of your vehicle, your tools, the equipment that you use. Additionally, they will ask if you have invoice or business license. You're just going to send us copies of this stuff so we have it on file for verification purposes, okay?
Totally, yeah.
Okay, and then let me see. Everything else is good there. Okay, so for the cards you're putting on file, is it just your first and last name, or is there a middle initial for the card you're putting on file?
For the card, I'll probably put the business card.
Okay, a lot of times it'll have the owner's name as well. We just need to make sure that it's exact, if there's a middle initial or anything like that.
So my middle initial would be R.
And that's on your card?
So my card only has the company name.
Okay, cool. All right, sir. And then the business, the address, the billing address is the 1630 Glenmore Drive, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a second to overwrite this pricing. And then is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4606.
Mm-hmm.
8600.
Mm-hmm.
0204.
Mm-hmm.
0043.
Expiration month and year?
The expiration is 0826.
Three-digit code on the back?
710.
I need to set a security question on the account. Your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
The city I was born in.
Which is?
Lakewood.
I knew you were going to say that for some reason. It's funny. People very rarely stay where they were born, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I've thrown in a custom website design for you as well as a little gift from me to you, since I know you purchased the Wix domain and that's not going to work out. So we just threw in a little extra. Yeah, no worries.
So I have the Google domain. I can put in whatever authentication I need to, CNAME.
Oh, you have a Google domain as well?
Yeah.
What is that domain?
SandboxContractingLLC.com.
Perfect. Okay, I'm going to put that in here. Hold on. SandboxContractingLLC.com. Beautiful. They're going to get credentials to that, and we can build it straight, the content straight to that for you. No worries, okay?
Awesome.
All right, I'm going to process for the 249, and the voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Sandbox Contracting LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Christian Glatz, owner and CEO.
Christian, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, sir, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to... which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
I am.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I will.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is September 18th, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package, and your setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, no call fees, surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 18th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, please do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. So if you need to pause or cancel the service for any reason, Christian, call by the 15th, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. Do you agree and understand?
That's to pause.
Go ahead.
That's to pause. That's to, for the pause that.
Yeah, for the seasonal pause. Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, I was able to get you that time frame that you asked for, so we'll be calling between 4 and 5 today from our 877 phone number, and I'll introduce you to your onboarding agent. This is going to be to get the client interview squared away, so you'll have time to be at your laptop. Okay?
Awesome.
Now, are you signed into your Facebook now on your cell phone?
I am not.
Okay. Then I'll have them get the Facebook profile from you during client interview. Please get during the CI. Okay, everything there is squared away. So the last question that I have for you is, can you please look at your text messages? You're going to see one that says, Christian, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Yes, I see that.
Okay, and go ahead and click on the link I've provided you there.
Awesome. I see it.
All right, it should say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yes.
Go ahead and scroll down to the bottom of the page and click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me. Once that's completed, he's going to take you to a screen asking for a username and password.
Okay.
Perfect. That username and password will be granted to you within 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client onboarding. Client onboarding is scheduled for later today between 4 and 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. We will call from our 877 number to get everything squared away. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to receive a call or a text and an email. So if you're not able to keep the appointment or say you need to push it out a little bit or whatever the case is, just call or text right back in so I can reschedule you immediately, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Do you have any further questions for me?
$250 at the 18th of every month. I'll call you before the 15th if I want to pause. And
yep.
Got that interview at 4 to mm-hmm. finalize things. And from then, I'll just make sure I'm within correspondence of 24 business hours.
Yes, exactly. You've got it all. You got it all. Wow. I'm so excited for what this means for your company. You're going to love these services. So just make sure that you have those business documents available. We have already sent out an email that's requesting. It's going to say for Google verification, these things are needed. Don't be alarmed. Not every company has everything that's on that list. It's just some of the things that we can use to verify your business, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. I actually did the Google. I've been through the Google verification process for Google My Business Profiles. I know it is.
How long ago did you go through it?
This summer.
Okay, so you're aware. They've really cracked down and changed it, which it's good for legitimate companies, but it's tough for guys who are just starting and don't have everything under their belt yet, you know? It sounds like you know what's good. So we're gonna be doing well. All right. I look forward to talking with you in a little bit, Christian. You have a blessed day. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Amy, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you later or talk to someone from the company later today.
You will. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Awesome. Bye.